Nine tall attacks will only be eliminated by implementing the Sharia punishments under the Khilafah state. Habiba Al-Amin, a journalist with the Kush News website, was seriously attacked by members of the quote-unquote Nine Tall Gang in the transit area of Port Sudan while returning from the media coverage with several of her colleagues. This is just one of many incidents of looting, robbery, and murder in supposedly safe cities such as Urdumen, Khartoum, and now the administrative capital, Port Sudan. These are cities under control of the government and its security services. However, criminals attack with all audacity, as if they are confident that these government's hands will not reach them. And if it does reach them, they are reassured by the weaknesses of the deterrent punishment, despite the enormity of the crime committed. There is no doubt that the spread of crime can only be deterred by the implementation of legally prescribed punishments. The legal principle is that, quote, punished punishments are deterrents and remedies, end quote. They deter the commission of crimes and provide forgiveness to those subjected to the punishment, alleviating their suffering in the hereafter. On the authority of Abdullah bin Umar, he said,
قطع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في مجن قيمته 3 دراهم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم cut off the hand of a thief for a shield worth 3 dirham. Narrated by Ibn Majah with this wording. Narrated by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. In another narration,
أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قطع يد رجل سرق ترسا من صفة النساء ثمنه 3 دراهم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم had a man's hand cut off who had stolen from a place reserved for women a shield whose price was 3 dirhams. Sahih, Abi Dawood, Al-Nasa'i, and others. As for those who terrorized the safe and practicing killing, rape, looting, and plundering by force of arms, as the case of the Nine Tall Gang, the noble verses came to warn and deter them. Allah Almighty said,
إنما جزاء الذين يحاربون الله ورسوله ويسعون في الأرض فسادا أن يقتلوا أو يصلبوا أو تقطع أيديهم وأرجلهم من خلاف أو ينفوا من الأرض ذلك لهم خزي في الدنيا ولهم في الآخرة عذاب عظيم.
Indeed, the penalty for those who wage war against Allah and His Messenger and spread mischief in the land is death, crucifixion, cutting off their hands and feet on opposite sides, or exile from the land. This penalty is a disgrace for them in this world, and they will suffer a tremendous punishment in the hereafter. Surah Al-Ma'idah, Ayah 33. If the government had implemented a single punishment, all crimes would have been deterred. However, it seems that this is an honor it does not deserve. Therefore, we see it circling around in circles, believing that appointing a minister of interior, deploying police in downtown Cairo, or organizing preventative campaigns will make a difference. Instead, the situation is only getting worse. Sharia rulings are only implemented under the Islamic State, the Khilafah al-Rashida, rightly guided caliphate based on the Prophet's teachings. This alone can deter and punish criminals. Democratic systems, however, breed criminals, foster crime, and foster corruption due to their weak penalties. They believe they are more merciful to people than their creator, and there is no sin greater than kufr, disbelief. Will the people of power and strength in our country respond to the call of the Most Gracious and give nusra support to Hizb ut-Tahrir to establish the legitimate allegiance, shar'i bay'ah, to a rightly guided caliph, Khalifa, who will establish justice, spread security, and deter criminals, both great and small, in fulfillment of the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
وَإِنَّمَا الْإِمَامُ جُنَّةٌ يُقَاتَلُ مِنْ وَرَائِهِ وَيُتَّقَى بِهِ.
A commander of the Muslims is a shield for them. They fight behind him and they are protected by him from tyrants and aggressors.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم.
O believers, respond to Allah and His Messenger when He calls you to that which gives you life. Surah Al-Anfal, Ayah 24. Ibrahim Uthman, Abu Khalil, official spokesman of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya Sudan. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.